Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How would this look?
Well, it's starting off by conducting tests with some of its most popular creators and channels. There are kind of a couple versions of this. One is just very simply having this shopping bar underneath the videos so that they can choose to try to sell you a T-shirt or some other type of merchandise. But the more comprehensive effort that is also now underway is asking some of these channels to tag in the metadata for the video to say whatever product is in it, so that YouTube can collect sort of a catalog of all this data. And I think eventually the goal is to make it shoppable, so that if you're watching somebody talk about a given product, there'll be a link that'll pop up in the video, and they'll say, hey, if you really like this type of coffee, click the link and buy it here.
So kind of like when you're on a recipe, say, a recipe website, and they have a little hyperlink to, you know, get you to the items that you'll need to cook this.
Yeah, exactly. And we're seeing a lot of the big tech companies experiment in this. Instagram is trying shoppable video, shoppable posts. Amazon has been very interested in shoppable video, either through kind of its Prime Video service or some other place, for a very long time, because there's this belief that, of course, if people are watching something about a product, they'll want to buy it. I mean, this goes back to the early days of product placement, but now with the internet, it's much easier to direct them and actually cause a transaction to occur. There hasn't been a ton of success in this area in the U.S. yet. It is far more common and popular in China, and I expect it's something we're going to see these companies just continue to experiment with over the next few years, because there's only so much growth that they can get out of their advertising business, and so if they can build a kind of complementary business in commerce, that's better for them.
And so will it always kind of be related to what the video you're watching? Because the ads that we see now don't necessarily, you know, reflect the videos you're watching.
Yeah, I think it'll probably be tied to what you're seeing in the video. You know, advertising is just an opportunity to generate awareness. You know, you might advertise on a given video or given channel because you think that the typical user or viewer for that video will be interested in the product you're selling. I don't know that we're going to see people kind of directly selling a product for a video that has nothing to do with it. It could happen. It's early days in this, but for now, the experiment is more in having the video lead directly to commerce, because it's very easy then for the website to track that, and they can build models around it and get more people to experiment.
Okay, so it's not like they're turning it into Amazon or trying to.
Not yet. For now, it's some early pilot tests. If it has a lot of success, you could certainly see YouTube try to be more of a commerce site. But I don't think that the executives at Google or YouTube think that they're going to displace Amazon as the top online retailer anytime soon.
Okay. Isn't this sort of what Facebook has tried to do with its marketplace?
Yeah, Facebook has tried this with Marketplace, and also increasingly with Instagram, where it makes it so that a lot of posts on Instagram can be shoppable, or you see something in your Instagram story and you can swipe up and buy it. And I think YouTube has seen some of the success that Facebook and Instagram has had, and they're a little bit envious. They'd like to make sure that that's happening. I mean, Facebook is, after all, Google's number one competitor in the market for online advertising.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.